Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
End-stage organ failure is the most common diagnosis for those awaiting a transplant. Some of the diseases that can lead to organ failures include things like cirrhosis, cystic fibrosis, diabetes, hepatitis, COPD, and coronary heart disease. If a physician decides that a patient needs a heart transplant, they will be referred to a transplant center for evaluation. The transplant center runs a number of tests and considers the patient's mental and physical health, as well as his or her social support system. Once added to the National Organ Transplant Waiting List, the patient may receive an organ almost immediately, or may have to wait many years. The match for every donor organ will be different and unique to the circumstances of the donor and the patients waiting for a transplant. Some of the factors affecting ranking may include tissue match, blood type, length of time on the waiting list, the advanced stage of the disease, and their immune status. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.